This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, and we are back, folks. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. All right, welcome back. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com as well if you want to send me a direct message. That's my home website. My podcast website as well, so you can find me on Facebook there. You can also find me on X if you head over to KyleWarrenShow.com for a direct message if you like. And once again, folks, we have so much to talk about here on this Thursday morning edition. Great first hour of the program this morning. A lot of great calls. Really appreciate it. And, you know, it's one of those things, again, I think I mentioned this a couple days ago on the program, but I do think it bears repeating. You know, as I go through the day and I look at the news stories and, you know, start to sort of formulate, you know, where the program's going to go or what one of the top things we'll talk about and so forth, you know, just depending on what's happening that day, I really am often really taken by the idea that we're at a real crossroads in history. And I don't say that lightly, only because what we're seeing happening in the Middle East right now is, I think, going to have such ramifications. The war in Ukraine, that's also incredibly significant. That has the ability and the potentiality to expand at some point. That's something we've been talking about for quite some time. But this particular war in the Middle East, it does have a different connotation to it, it seems. And it does seem to have a much different, for lack of a better expression, feel to it as to where this goes. Where the off-ramp is, and are the terror groups and their ilk, are they really believing at this point that this could be the start of something big for them? Something that will, because they see these protests happening around the globe, you know, major U.S. cities, major European cities and so forth, they see these things happening, and they must be saying to themselves, hey, it's working. We're making this thing go. And finally, from their perspective, you know, the world is coming against Israel. All the nations of the world are starting to really criticize to a great degree. And they feel, and again, I hearken back to the caller we got just right before the top of the hour, Timmy in Oklahoma. You know, hey, why isn't anybody telling Hamas to surrender? It's right on the money. Right on the money. And you would think, you know, it's like it's, you know, those multiverse movies where there's a parallel Earth, a parallel universe where, you know, somehow, you know, the world doesn't say, hey, Hamas, stop it. In a different universe, they might say, hey, Hamas, you've got to stop this and then put the resources behind it to make them stop. But in this universe, I guess it's the opposite, and it's very disturbing. But one of the things, of course, that we do is to bring more information out, right? And that's how you go against this propaganda that Hamas does. You know, Rashida Tlaib, for example, you know, continued to harp on this thing about, oh, they blew up the hospital, or, you know, words to that effect. You know, it's clear that they didn't blow up the hospital, the Israeli army, the Israeli Defense Forces. But yet that was the propaganda story coming out the gate. So, okay, well, you know, we're just going to run with that then. And then it's demonstrated that, no, it wasn't like the initial Hamas reports, right, just simply were incorrect. And it also boggles my mind that we get reports from Hamas, and somehow they have officials that sit down for interviews, stuff like that. It just absolutely, absolutely blows my mind. All right, well, once again, folks, it is the Thursday edition, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. And we also want to know this morning what you think about the debate. If you happen to watch the GOP debate, there were some sparks flying, and I think we got time for this. Here's a clip: Nikki Haley talking about Vivek Ramaswamy and what Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping might think about Vivek Ramaswamy, saying he's salivating. They're salivating over it. Let's listen into Nikki Haley. I think again we have it. Sometimes again it doesn't want to do its thing. It'll do its thing.
I'm telling you, Putin and President Xi are salivating at the thought that someone become president. They would love to.
The fact of the matter is, she doesn't answer.
So this
the
is what I will tell you.
We're driving Russia into China's
Time to talk. The ambassador has the floor.
Ambassador,
the first thing I'll tell you is we all remember what that thug did when he invaded Ukraine. We all know that 500,000 people have died because of Putin.
And there you have it. So again, she's basically saying they're salivating that someone like, I believe, Vivek Ramaswamy, she's indicating, could become president. And so, again, yeah, there's sparks flying, and everybody and all the candidates, at least the five that were on the stage, they have to generate some of those sparks. It's interesting to me, though, I think Nikki Haley, is sort of, standing alone in so many ways. Obviously, she's the only woman running for president in the GOP right now. And so she really has, I think she's trying to really break out here. And, of course, she's been an ambassador. She's been a governor. I think that she can parlay that, especially against somebody like a Vivek Ramaswamy, who's a very smart and agile business person and so forth. But Nikki Haley can try to claim some of that foreign policy, take some of that foreign policy experience and cred and try to parlay that over what he might be bringing to the table. So, folks, stay right there, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you as we continue to race through the Thursday edition. Lots more to come. Stay right there.
You know the thing. You're listening to Kyle Warren.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through the overnight hours in America. And don't forget our telephone number, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And again, the debate last night, certainly, as I said, there were fireworks. And certainly one of the elephant in the room, of course, is always going to be that Donald Trump is not at the debate. Of course, Donald Trump is dealing with many other myriad issues right now in the courts and so forth. But certainly he's very, very far ahead in the polls. And also, of course, these other candidates are nowhere even really close overall. But they still had the debate anyway. But I do think the voters overall want to have, they want to hear the candidates say what they have to say. And I think a lot of people would like to see Donald Trump there. And I would even just say this. Even if you're so far ahead in the polls, which I understand, going to the debate stage and holding your own really is a preparation for having to do that in the general election. Because I do think there's going to be some kind of topsy-turvy thing that happens. If it's not going to be Joe Biden, he steps down for health or family reasons. I want to spend more time with my family. I've run my race. I've accomplished my goal. And now I'm going to step back. It'll sound something like that, I think. And then, of course, they'll bring in Gavin Newsom. And, you know, we've even had calls about this. Gavin Newsom is going to be dynamic. And Donald Trump is going to have to, if he is going to be the nominee, of course, he's going to have to, at the very least, be ready for all that, perhaps beyond what's happening in terms of the polling right now. All right, we do have a call lined up here. We got line number two. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Cal. This is Elliot from West.
Hey, Elliot. What's on your mind today?
The agent here. You know, folks, Israel has a contingency plan. God is their refuge in time of need. Now, with respect for the gentleman from Nevada, over 3 weeks ago, Benjamin Netanyahu held a press conference on I-24 News, announcing that his helicopter pilots would be dropping thousands of notices for people to get out of Gaza because of their forces are coming in. Now, those who stayed as disruptors were killed, along with Hamas fighters. The U.S. and parts of the world blame Israel. Two Jews, Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders, is a disgrace to all Jews around the world, including the United States. Barack Hussein Obama and Rashida Tlaib are head cheerleaders for the protection of Palestinians, Hamas, Hezbollah in Iran. Over 1,400 Jews slaughtered. Not a word from Obama or Tlaib about sending condolences to Israel Jews. Can you believe this guy brought his ass here to America, and this is what we get from Obama? I never liked Obama or Tlaib. They are not spiritual people. Their actions speak louder than words. Thanks very much, Kyle.
Hey, thanks, Elliot. All right, Elliot, and you're in Wesley Chapel, correct? Okay, I think he already took off. All right, well, again, he actually said that, you know, everybody's complicit in this and so forth. And you're right, I didn't hear any condolences, at least as far as I know. At least it didn't, I didn't uncover that. But I got to tell you, though, that, I think we got, is this Elliot coming right back? I think this might be. Elliot, is that you? Elliot, are you coming back? Nope, I guess perhaps not. All right, he might be hearing it on the delay. But at any rate, folks, Obama was not, saying something that seemed to be like, okay, this happened and it's got to be stopped and we have to help our ally Israel. It's, hey, you know, everybody's, you know, complicit in this in some way, shape, or form because living in Gaza is unbearable. And that, my friends, just doesn't cut it. All right. So once again, we've got the debate that happened. Again, my question is, did it move the needle? Does it address the Donald Trump issue overall? Because obviously, if you have Trump and he's so far ahead in the polls, it almost begs the question, well, you know, why even have a debate like this? And I think that they even asked Nikki Haley about it, because I think Trump had said something about, he was sort of making fun of some of these candidates, basically, or, you know, hanging sort of monikers on them, talking about high heels, something to do with Nikki Haley or something like that. And I do believe they asked her about that. And she said something about, well, I only wear the high heels that I can run in or something like that. But basically, you know, it's a different, it's something Ron DeSantis said. It's a different time right now, right? It's a different time than it was in 2016. And Donald Trump is a different kind of guy. So what might have worked in 2016 may be off-putting to some voters today. And the reason I say that is that it just things have changed to a great degree. Now, I think if you go into for lack of a better expression, the down and dirty, you know, policy issues, and if Donald Trump can really harp on those, if he can really harp on those things, then I think he's got a much better path there. He's dealing with the legal issues. He's able to parlay that, of course, into look what they're doing. They wouldn't be doing this to anybody else, and I have to deal with this at the same time trying to run for president because they don't want me there, and so they're throwing up every single possible roadblock that they can. So he is able to do that, but I would caution him to maybe stay away from some of the monikers or the name callings and things like that, only because I think that people are very concerned about their state of affairs right now. And the I think what voters, especially on both sides of the aisle and even independent voters, would want to have this feeling is that, okay, we're going to systematically start putting these things back together again. You know, here came the Biden administration, and the Biden administration basically messed everything up from day one, energy-wise, foreign policy-wise, just governmental-wise, every single possible aspect has just kind of gone down the tubes. So if we're going to put it all back together, here's what we're going to start doing day one. Ron DeSantis kind of spoke to some of that, I believe, in the debate, and all the candidates to one degree or another talk about what they're going to do on day one. In fact, there was a lot of discussion about TikTok and banning TikTok or forcing TikTok to have to be sold. And it's interesting to me, too, because, you know, the very notion that somebody, it doesn't even have to be communist China. I mean, it could be anybody. It could be the person down the street. If you found out that the person down the street had an app on your phone, or you had an app on your phone that the person down the street is just able to access, right? And they can see your text, your history, or all the stuff, you know, and if you found that out, you'd be hopping mad. You'd be calling the police. You'd be like, someone is eavesdropping on me. Somebody's doing something that is against my privacy here. Well, for some reason, when it comes to, in this case, communist China, I think you got a lot of young people, and maybe some others as well, maybe not so young, that say to themselves, well, I got nothing to hide. It's no big deal. I mean, I like the videos. It's just not, I got nothing to hide. But I think that's a sort of a miscalculation and a misunderstanding of what this really is like. Because if, in fact, you have a country, a hostile country, by the way, overall, that is able to build dossiers on American citizens, that is expending so much resource, or so many resources to do that, and they find it important enough to do that, you know, I think we should have a great concern about that. You know, people nowadays, if you still get a paper bill for something, what do we all do? Well, we have paper shredders, and we shred those things before we'd ever put them into the garbage or something, or into the recycler, right? You shred it because you don't want someone to be able to get even, you know, your water bill or something like that. Well, think about all your other stuff getting sent back to communist China. There should be a much bigger outcry, don't you think? And at least they were trying to say that at the debate last night. Folks, stay right there. Lots more coming up. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Defense officials say the U.S. conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militants.
President Biden ordered the strike in response to the drone and rocket attacks on the U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria that have left dozens injured. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he's fully prepared to take the necessary measures to protect U.S. personnel in the region. Discussing his well-known mugshot taken in connection with the election interference charges in Georgia, former President Trump expressed his satisfaction with how it came out during an appearance on the Clay and Buck show.
When I saw it, which was sent to us a few hours later, when I saw the picture, I couldn't believe it. I said, it's actually a decent picture. It's a good picture. It's maybe an iconic picture.
People in a town north of Houston are still reeling from an explosion near a chemical plant earlier today. Dave Collins, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And we have so much more to talk about as we go through this portion of the program Thursday morning, hour number two. And, of course, as we head towards the top of the hour this morning, we'll be talking with Denise Simon, our good friend from FoundersCode.com. And the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And I'm dying to know what Denise thought about the debate. I'm dying to know what she thinks about the Houthis shooting down our drone, for one thing, among many other different things we'll be talking about, of course. And so once again, folks, we also want to let you know that AM860 and Wired Differently proudly present Countdown to Election 2024 with Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka live November 14th at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. Now, with pivotal topics that will shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet-and-greet session and a guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. Get tickets now at theanswertampa.com. That's Countdown to Election 2024, all happening Tuesday, November 14th. Tickets are available now at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Brought to you by Wired Differently. All right, let's listen in here real quick. I think we've got another audio clip here, and this is going to be Vivek Ramaswamy talking about Ukraine funding. He's calling out what he calls the Ukraine hawks, basically saying they're all starting to sort of quietly back away from their positions. Let's listen in to a little bit of what transpired last night on the debate stage.
Swami, are you persuaded by President Zelensky's urgent new plea? Where do you stand on more funding?
I'm absolutely unpersuaded. And I'm actually enjoying watching the Ukraine hawks quietly, delicately tiptoe back from their position as this thing has unwound into a disaster. The first half of this race, I was the only person standing for it. Now they're actually quietly coming around to being more cautious, as they should. Level with the American people here. Ukraine is not a paragon of democracy. This is a country that has banned 11 opposition parties. It has consolidated all media into one state TV media arm. That's not democratic. It has threatened not to hold elections this year unless the U.S. forks over more money. That is not democratic. It has celebrated a Nazi in its ranks, the comedian in cargo pants, a man called Zelensky, doing it in their own ranks. That is not democratic. More facts for you that you won't hear from the mainstream in either party or the mainstream media. The regions of Ukraine that are occupied by Russia right now, in the Donbas, Luhansk, Donetsk, these are Russian-speaking regions that have not even been part of Ukraine since 2014, that other people probably couldn't name those provinces for you. Those are the hard facts. And so to frame this as some kind of battle between good versus evil, don't buy it. And I'd like the likes of the sharpest of the war hawks on Ukraine, Nikki Haley, to have some accountability and answer. Do you want to use U.S. taxpayer money to fund the banning of Christians? That is actually what's happening. They're using the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. They have banned them. The Ukrainian Parliament just did this last week, supported by our dollars. And I think you owe it to the American people, Nikki, to at least this
Mr.
one time
Ramaswamy,
at least condemn.
Thank you. That's time.
So there you have Vivek Ramaswamy. And, of course, the reason we're playing this clip is that, obviously, when it comes to something that we're doing collectively as a country, and we're sending all this money, we have to know where it's going, what it's going to do when it gets there, and who's getting it. And certainly these other issues that come up with Ukraine, so I don't know if Vivek Ramaswamy would like for these other regions to simply be handed back over to Vladimir Putin. Is it just that simple? I don't know, because obviously there's a major contest going on for this. So it's good to figure out who's there, what's happening, and not simply do it blind, because I think that's where a lot of conservatives are thinking as well. They want to deplete Russia and the Russian army. They want to stop an aggression by Putin. It's certainly, no matter what, you know, Putin's special military operation, is he justified in doing that? Is Hamas justified in coming across the border and slaughtering Jews? Are all these things sort of justified? I don't think so, in any way, shape, or form. This is one of the, again, you know, going back to this idea that we now live in a much more advanced society than we did 100 or 200 or 400 or 1,000 years ago. Well, aren't we supposed to be able to take care of these issues perhaps in a different way? Right? These wars start because somebody says, that's my territory over there. I'm going to come in with my army and take it back or take it over. Or you could go to ancient history. You know, here comes the Pharaoh, and here comes the, you know, other, you know, potentate, basically. And they come in and they lay waste to the region and they take everybody back and make them slaves or, you know, this kind of thing. I'm not trying to be funny, but in history, there are these huge things that happen and we just sort of roar by them as we read about them in the history books. And again, you say, well, that's a shame. But it happened 2,000 years ago, so it's completely remote from us, right? But that, and we always think that was then and this is now. We have much different ways of doing things. So no matter what, and information is always a good thing, but at the same time, you know, we also have to be able to stand with people who are trying to repel aggression. So it's not easy. It's not easily cut and dried in so many ways. But if we are going to try to stop Vladimir Putin, as I said, you know, deplete his army and so forth, that may be one aspect of this. But I think the central question for Ukraine, and I think a lot of people might agree with this, the central question for the Ukraine war is, why can't it be won? Why can't it be stopped? Nevertheless, that it should never have happened in the first place, and the things that could have been done in order to stop that from happening, that's water under the bridge at this point because it obviously happened. But now that it has happened, why is it dragging on? Why is it it's been going on a couple of years? Well, World War II, right, when the United States got involved, right, it went on for about 4 to 5 years. So are we going to have, you know, the Ukraine war stretch out as long as World War II, basically? Is it going to go on as long as the Vietnam War went on? I mean, what is the logical outside limit for this? I think that's a good question. So why can't it be won? And why can't it be decisive? Well, somebody might come along and say, well, it can't be decisive because if it's decisive and Putin is losing for real, then he's just going to go to nuclear weapons. He's going to expand the war. Well, so does the war keep going on forever? I mean, in other words, these kinds of things, you know, we can't be held hostage to these kinds of things. So I think that the real question here is, why can't it be won? How much is enough? What's the number? I mean, is it how many billions or how many this or how many that? How many bullets? How many shell rounds? How many tanks? I think that's a good question. But right now, not a whole lot of answers for that. Well, also where there's not a whole lot of answers for this kind of thing has to do with the Republicans, the GOP, and the dismal showing on Tuesday. This from Breitbart, vacate her, Republicans call on Rona McDaniel to resign following Tuesday's elections. Republicans across social media are calling for Republican National Committee Chairwoman Rona McDaniel to resign following Tuesday evening's elections, which saw a major GOP loss in Kentucky. Republicans experienced a mixed night as Democrats scored victories in Kentucky, re-electing Democrat Governor Andy Beshear over Trump-backed candidate Daniel Cameron, as well as Virginia and Ohio. Democrats took control of the General Assembly in Virginia, while pro-abortion activists won in Ohio, as Ohioans passed Issue 1, codifying the supposed right to for the abortion in the state constitution, as they have it listed here, to murder an unborn child into the state constitution. However, it was not all bad news for Republicans, as incumbent Republican Governor Tate Reeves won re-election in Mississippi, and Republican Jay Ruas won the mayoral race in Manchester, New Hampshire, a rather significant surprise victory. So, again, Rona McDaniel has not been making a lot of inroads or a lot of friends lately, it would seem. And you do have a lot of conservatives saying, well, maybe there's time for, well, we're putting it nicely here, right? Time for new leadership. Time for new leadership. Well, the Republicans need to finally figure out, and I think it has to be some kind of, you know, party-wide thing, because the Democrats have their message, and that has to do with abortion. The Republicans have to find a way to go through that messaging and win the election. You can't change things unless you win the election. And so I think there's just a lot of gnashing of teeth that is going on right now in the aftermath of Tuesday, because it shows that Democrats, in spite of the terrible economy and everything else, are still winning elections. Folks, stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Yeah, I always feel like with this song that I'm driving through the streets of Miami in a Ferrari Daytona Spider. And of course, this is Crockett's theme, everybody. This is from Miami Vice, and just a great song. Jan Hammer, the composer who did all the music for Miami Vice back in the day, and he would compose it. And play, I think he played just about everything on whatever you hear, and established that sound and established that whole sort of Miami Vice vibe back then. And, he's just a great, great musician and a great composer, and had a cameo. A lot of people don't know this. He actually had a cameo in one of the, in one of the episodes. Of course, he played a musician. But Jan Hammer there, and helped to define just a whole decade almost of this kind of stuff. So great smooth sound, Crockett's theme, yeah, driving in the Ferrari. Okay, so we've reached the point here. We're going to do our Trucker Traveler report, and we've got a great song as well coming up, and this one from Eric Clapton, and this song is a song called Forever Man, Eric Clapton.
How many times must I tell you, babe? How many bridges I've got to cross? How many times must I explain myself? Or I could talk.
I just really, really like Eric Clapton's work, really like the songs that he's done over time, and always, and the, just the guitar work, he's a virtuoso, there is no doubt about that, and of course, you know, he worked even with the Beatles way back when and everything, and Eric Clapton just almost in a class by himself, I think, and so I appreciate his songs. Very, very much. All right, let's take a look here real quick at some of the weather that we see happening. If you're up in New Hampshire or Vermont this morning, if you're in upstate, looks like upstate New York, you've definitely got all kinds of snow on the radar screen and parts of Massachusetts as well. We don't see anything happening in Boston, but just north of Boston up in Salem, you've got all kinds of snow happening right there. Northampton, Massachusetts, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, Albany, New York, rain and snow on the radar. This is going to head up north, of course, as I said, into Vermont and New Hampshire as well. If you're up near Concord, New Hampshire, Laconia, if you're in Chelsea or Montpelier, that in Vermont, of course, Burlington, snow. It's all kinds of snow. And then also, as we said, in parts of New York, and then it looks like, I believe, this, again, the New York State, I should say, so Syracuse, Auburn, Ithaca, Bath, you've got all kinds of snow happening right there. Let's see, if you're up near Marquette, Michigan, this is in the UP, you've got rain coming in off the lake, it looks like. Right now, it looks like it's kind of east of you over near Munsing, and I've been to the UP, of course, and many people know Mrs. Professor hails from Michigan. So has a family there and so forth. So Michigan, the great state of Michigan there. We've also got some snow coming down from Colorado Springs there in Colorado on I-25. You've got snow, which is coming across the border. It's coming across the interstate, and it's going to go down to the border there with New Mexico. If you're near Trinidad and so forth, so you're definitely going to be in the snow if you're in that area right now. And we got a lot of rain coming up into southwestern Texas, coming up from Mexico. So if you're in the Alpine area, if you're in Sanderson, Pecos, looks like it's also kind of southwest of Midland right now. You definitely have all kinds of rain happening right there. That's what we're seeing right now on the radar screen. So, again, the Trucker Traveler Report, we do this, of course, for our truckers, our friends, our travelers all across the country who might be listening to the program, and we want to make sure that you're safe, and we also like to pick out those songs. And the reason we do that is, this again, if you're new to the program, the reason we do that is so that, you know, we keep you pumped up, we keep your blood going, we keep you pumped up if you're out there traveling, or if you're simply working across the overnight hours in the AM. And it's a great way to make sure that we're all keeping going. And speaking of keeping going, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com joining us here right before the top of the hour, as she always does. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I got to tell you, I don't know where to start, but obviously, so I'll just throw it to you. What do you think about the debate, or how about the drone getting shot down? All this stuff happening.
Well, I did not watch the debate, but I am looking at all kinds of various sources here, and it appears that they think that Ramaswamy won the debate.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't have anything really good to say about Chris Christie and Senator Scott. So, and not really much for DeSantis. They just said he was kind of like well rehearsed. So,
Well, what do you think about, of course, the whole idea of, obviously, the debate ultimately, too, is about Donald Trump, not just because of his absence, but because he is really the front runner at this point. I mean, they're trying to chip away at that in so many ways.
Well, I said on the show the other night that Trump's presidency, a lot of people are accusing him of being about, it would be about retribution. And then I got, and I thought there was a lot of truth to that. And then I got to thinking about what retribution really is. And I think in a lot of ways, Republicans and conservatives, and maybe even independents, we do need some retribution, not for Trump, but for us. And so if he can package it that it's us, because, I mean, if you think of what has really been done to the country, not to Trump, that's a whole nother thing. But what has been done to the country domestically and on a international basis, we do need some retributions. And I think we can start off with, if nothing else, law and order, which has collapsed, and immigration. So, yeah, maybe retribution is the right thing.
Well, but you got a point, though, and that is if people see it as a personal vendetta,
yes,
Trump presidency, that's a different story. Exactly.
Yes.
But if it has to do with, we got to reform, as you said, for criminal activity, we got to reform the justice system, make sure that, or at least protect people from the kinds of things that Trump can say, look what they're doing to me. If they do it to me, they can do it to you. This kind of thing.
Well, I think he should really say, look what they've done to you, they've done to me. So I mean, he needs to put it on the voters. I mean, we're talking about censorship. We're talking about bad education. We're talking about, you know, theft and ridiculous spending and immigration. I mean,
right. It's all across the board.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. All right. Well, Denise Simon, hold on real quick because we're coming up to the top of the hour, folks. You're going to hear your top of the hour news. And then, of course, we're going to be right back at it. You've got Denise coming in for hour number three. So wherever you are, stay right there, 949-822-7959, if you have a question for Denise. We'll see you on the other.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.